You're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. Very excitingly, shortly, we're going to be heading over to Buncrana Community Hospital and joining our very own Sinead Black, who's going to be talking to a few residents, hopefully, and they'll be wishing, I'm sure, their families and friends a happy Christmas and even maybe remembering some childhood Christmases or what they fancy for Christmas dinner. Have we got Brussels sprouts eaters in there? I don't know. All may well be revealed. And we also have a couple of nice presentations. And thanks to Alcorn's Flowers Letterkenny for helping us out in relation to that. So I'll be going to Sinead after the next break. But I just want to read a couple of comments in the meantime. We'd like to express our condolences on the passing of Dinny McLaughlin from Helen and Jared McLaughlin, the Cottages Drumfries. Dinny taught me in the 80s and I still work in music because of him. Great memories of travelling to the Fechana around the country and enjoying late night visits where he's having the whole house up playing and singing. Another, you could spend a week on the music and stories of his life and legacy. He'll be so missed from Bernie Doherty. Dinny was able to play a tune by ear, which is a very unique skill. A lovely tribute to Dinny, our Irish dance teacher and friend. A great day when two sisters won All-Ireland first and second in the same competition. On Monday morning, the photo on the front page of the national newspaper, the Irish Press, of a beaming Dinny, the proud, proud teacher. Deepest sympathies to Bridget, Annie and all the family, Michael and the boys, Helen and Mary. So sorry to hear about the passing of Dinny McLaughlin. He was a great storyteller, singer and a master fiddle player. He was one of my idols as I learned to play the fiddle. Another, Dinny McLaughlin, met me one day in Buncrana and asked me to come and have some refreshments with him in one of Buncrana's many establishments. I said I have not much time as I'm on a bus, but I went with him. I stood him one and he sang a beautiful song about a mother's love. We exchanged hugs and I went on to the library. I was so pleased to have spent a few moments with the master of music. God rest your lovely soul, from Kathleen. Dinny Whitehara was his nickname and he loved it, I'm told. And that's just some of your tributes coming in this morning. Morning, Greg. Could you give a mention to Daniel Kearney, who turns 92, a great listener to anything Highland and loves everything between sports and politics. Love from all in Cockhill, Buncrana. Many thanks. Daniel Kearney, I hope that you're listening this morning, and a very, very happy birthday to you all from us. And we were speaking too about Dinny a little later on, and such is the way life can throw up connections and coincidences, and I don't believe all the time they're necessarily accidental. Maybe there's something else to it. Dinny had a connection with the next facility, of course, where we're heading to, Buncrana Community Hospital. Looking forward to chatting to Sinead and the team after this break. And delighted to cross over to our own Sinead Black. Sinead, good morning to you. You are looking festive. I've made an effort. I'm in my Christmas jumper. You are in yours. How are you feeling?
Good morning, Greg. I feel very official today with headphones and all in check. So hello to everybody watching us online or do tune in. And the news is just in, Greg. Everybody here in Buncrana Community Hospital is on the naughty list. Isn't that right? The spirits are very high this morning, Greg, and they're not well behaved at all. But sure, that's exactly why we're here, to spread some Christmas cheer.
Well, Sinead, we have loads of time, so we're going to spread cheer for you for your beautiful singing too. I hope you'll do that for us, won't you?
Maybe we'll see. We've plenty of singers here today. I will, of course, sing you a song, Greg. No problem at all. But we're going to introduce you to some of the residents here. If you just joined us, as I said, we're at Buncrana Community Hospital. And it's lovely to see everybody very well turned out this morning. And I've been having such crack all morning with some of the residents. First up is none other than my good buddy, Danny. Good morning, Danny.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Not too bad.
We put the word right this morning, having a good old sing song, didn't we?
We did indeed.
And we're remembering today, Danny, or I suppose we are looking back at favourite childhood memories of Christmas and stuff. And can you tell me some of yours?
My Christmas?
Aye.
Oh, yeah. The only ones I remember when I was a child, running about with the wee small carriage, wee matchbox carriage.
Wee cars.
Under the bed.
What was your favourite thing that Santa brought you?
Oh, it's hard to remember.
Hard to remember. Cars, I suppose.
That's all we had back then.
And tell me, did you ever get a microphone in your day? Because you're a good old hand at the singing. Well, we give the listeners a verse or two.
Maybe.
Danny has been singing to me, Greg, all morning, so he might not have many songs. You might have a verse left in you, would you?
Huh?
Well, you might have a wee verse for us. We give a go at the town I love so well.
Aye, well.
Absolutely. Is there anyone that you'd like to dedicate it to before we get into it, Danny? All the people in Clonmany.
Aye, Clonmany and Isle of Doe.
And Isle of Doe. Hey. Okay, without further ado, we have Danny. Are you right? On you go.
In my memory, I will always see the town that I have loved so well, where our schools played ball by the gas yard wall, and we walked through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, rolling up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days in so many, many ways, in the town I love so well.
Give it up for Danny! You're nearly putting me out of a job there, Danny. Phil Coulter would be proud of that. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. Now, Danny's going to give us a wee dance later on, Greg. It's all happening here this morning. And these two, now we had to put these two beside each other, as these are the blaggarts of the group. Isn't that right, Aidan? Huh?
I don't know.
Are you well behaved?
Oh, I'm very well behaved.
I don't know, Brady. What do you think about that? She's saying nothing. Now, we're reminiscing about Christmas. Can you tell us some of your favourite memories?
Pardon?
Can you tell me some of your favourite memories from Christmas?
From Christmas?
From Christmas.
Well, when I was young, we were put to bed and we had to go to sleep, because if we didn't go to sleep, Santa wouldn't be coming.
Oh, absolutely. And for all the boys and girls listening, that's true. You have to go to bed early?
Yeah, one day bed early. And if there were a word out of you, Santa wouldn't come.
Santa wouldn't come. But I'm sure you were well behaved back then too, Aidan.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I'm just a ramble gambler.
Gambler, very good. And come here, you have a wee song in you as well. You were singing a good old song there about Buncrana earlier.
Ah, sure, couldn't forget Buncrana.
Go on, give us a bar.
Here, you hold it for yourself.
You want me to sing a song?
Ah, I do, surely.
But I never sung on any of these songs.
Oh, sure, today's the day.
I wanna go back to old Buncrana, down by the silvery sea. The girls in old Buncrana, they sure have got the glamour. They don't mean nothing to me. Now the girls in Kennego, they sure look okey-doke. I got a sweetheart way out in Kennego. Oh, let me da da di da la da da. The silvery sea.
Wow, what a talent. Krana.
And I heard you singing about the Isle of Doe. I went to the Isle of Doe and got the loveliest girl in it. But I hadn't her too long. She left me. She died. Very young. That's true. I always remember her. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Aidan. Thank you very much. And Greg, as I was speaking to Katie up here, a Christmas can be a lonely time, and that's why we were highlighting how precious the Buncrana Community Hospital is, that Katie comes in to join everybody in here and have a lovely time. Isn't that right, Katie?
Yeah.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
And we're very appreciative of the festivities and the company here, isn't that? We were talking about
it's
earlier.
It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And I'd like to thank Georgina, especially, and all the staff. They're absolutely wonderful. They're so kind.
Aye, that's lovely. And you can see how important it is, Greg. So that's absolutely wonderful. It's lovely to be here to see that today. Now, Katie, Katie's the gambler, Greg. And as we were listening to come live to you, she says, I never got my Highland Radio bingo back. You were listening to the bingo. Now, so we know what Katie wants for Christmas, everybody, a Highland Radio bingo back. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And is there anyone you'd like to wish a happy Christmas?
I say hello to my husband, Philip, and my 7 years, and my 14 grandchildren. And can I say hello to my two best friends, Audrey and Anne. Anne lives in Dunlow, and Audrey lives in Manor. They're two of my best friends.
Of course you can. And Merry Christmas to you, Katie.
And to all my family, and brothers-in-law, sisters-in-law, and everybody in Mulgrana and Clamani who knows me.
And your grandchildren. How many grandchildren have you got? What?
14.
14?
Actually, Kira's having her formal tomorrow evening.
Oh, very good. Well, we wish her a lovely day, and that's lovely. So that's a lot of hellos. Thank you very much. And I hope that you win the bingo, Highland Radio bingo,
yeah,
the next thing.
Yeah, or the big jackpot in St. Mary's on Friday night.
Oh, I told you, she's the gambler. You gotta know when to hold them. That's you, Kitty. Merry Christmas. All right, Greg, and we've plenty of time yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just watching it like I'm sitting at home watching it. Oh, this is fantastic. I'll tell you what I might do, Sinead. I'm going to take a quick break and then we'll come back. But we're under no time pressure, but I'll take a break and then I'll come back to you. Is that all right? Today we are out and about. Just a little later on, by the way, whilst we get the camera sorted there, a little later on, we're going to be joined by Danny O'Carroll and also Mickey Jo Hart. They're two of the contestants flying the flag for Donegal, I'm going to say, as part of Dancing with the Stars. And it's only a matter of time before Sinead Black gets that phone call to go up there Dancing with the Stars, Sinead.
Greg, we can live in hope in that. I don't know about that, but I'm thinking of getting some dancing started here. What about a song, everybody? A big competition here, Greg, today. There's wonderful singers, but I'm going to give you a wee verse or two. I want to see you all clap your hands now and join along. All these nurses are dying to dance here, Greg, as well. Are we ready?
Yep.
Some ring of fire for you this time. Come on.
Oh, love is a burning thing.
Brady's ready to dance.
It makes a fiery ring. Bound by a wild desire.
That's it.
I fell into a ring of fire.
Let's hear you sing it now, come on.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. Oh yeah.
Here we go. Are you ready?
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. Well, the taste of love is sweet.
Yee-hoo!
When hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild.
Last time now, come on, nurses.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
That's it.
Burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. Burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. The ring of fire, that ring of fire.
Done, everybody. What do you think of that, Greg?
I thought that was absolutely fantastic, and the dancing was only matched by your singing, Sinead. Brilliant stuff, great atmosphere.
Thank you very much. It is indeed. If you've just joined us, we are up in Cranach Community Hospital spreading Christmas spirit. And let me tell you, there is a lot here today. And we are getting reminded of what's important. And just before we move on, Greg, we were watching you here live on YouTube, you know, this morning. We were enjoying it here down in the hospital, and I just want to bring to your attention, we really enjoyed the segment on the lovely late great Denny McLaughlin, who was indeed a member here at the Day Centre, and I have some of his lovely friends here who we were delighted and really enjoyed to see such a lovely, lovely sentiment on him. Aidan and Bridie here were great friends of Denny, isn't that right?
We sat on each side of him. I'm Brady. I sat and refereed because the two of them were sparring all day. I'll miss that more than anything.
Absolutely. So he's in our thoughts today, and we were remembering great fond memories of him and his music. And with that, Brady would love to sing a little song and dedicate it especially to him. Isn't that right, Brady? No pressure. You got this. What are you going to sing today?
I only one song.
One song. What's it called? Danny boy. Away you go.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and on the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. It's you, tis you, must go, and I must die. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white as snow. Tis I'll be there in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you. And when you come and all the flowers are dying, and I am dead as dead I may well be, you'll come and find the place where I'm lying, and kneel and say, and I'll be there for me. And I shall hear those soft ye tread above me, and all my grief shall warmer, sweeter be. And you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Well done, Brady. Isn't that just beautiful, Greg?
Sinead, I don't know how that's, if everyone could hear it through the speakers there in Bun Cranach Community Hospital. That was absolutely beautiful. I swear if that was on Spotify, I'd listen to that. Absolutely brilliant. That lady needs a recording contract. What a voice.
Well, there you are.
And I can tell you right now, that's not her first rodeo. That lady knows how to sing a song.
Let me tell you, it's been a busy morning keeping these two in check. I'm telling you, Greg, with Aidan and Brady are lovely characters. No, excuse me, I've forgotten your name. Kathleen, is that
Kathleen.
Right? Kathleen.
Yes.
And how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm grand, thank you.
You're grand? Well, I love the Santa hat.
I'm Kathleen McCauley.
Kathleen McCauley. And where are you from, Kathleen?
I'm from Moville here.
Moville. Yeah. And tell me, what is your childhood memories of Christmas?
Pardon?
What is your childhood memories of Christmas?
Very good childhood memories.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah, and we were talking, myself and Danny and Aidan earlier, that Christmas was simple years ago, and we enjoyed the simple life, isn't that right?
It was away years ago, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And what was your favourite toy that you would have got from Santa years ago?
Pardon?
What would have been your favourite present you would have got as a child?
Oh, well, I would have got a nice, very good present, you know.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And is there anyone you'd like to say hello to today, Kathleen?
What else do you know? Who I could say hello to? There's people here in Nobbot.
Well, we say hello to everybody in Mobile who's listening in.
Say to everybody that's in Mobile who's listening in.
Aye. Very good. Give it up for Kathleen, everybody.
You were talking about Christmas presents there, Sinead. I would say many of your guests there would remember that if you were bold, they would threaten to get you would get coal for Christmas. And now here we are trying to be bold to get some coal. Coal's all of a sudden a great Christmas present now. It's not punishment anymore.
Not at all. None of these residents would have got coal. They wouldn't have known what coal's like. They're so well behaved. Isn't that right, Tina? Well, Greg, if you don't mind, I'd like to speak to the manager of Buncrana Community Hospital here this morning. Give it up for Tina, everybody. Come over here. Don't be shy. You look lovely this morning. How are you? Thank you very much for having Highland Radio with you today.
Highland Radio is more than welcome to come any time at all to Buncrana Community Hospital.
Yeah, by the way, Caroline, we're going to be late up to the station because we're going to stay and have a right old party because the Christmas party is happening today, isn't that right?
Yes, the daycare and all our residents are here today to celebrate Christmas a little bit early, but we're having it together and there's going to be plenty of food, drink and songs.
Lovely. And can you tell us how you, give us a rundown of the Christmas festivities that's happened here so far or what to expect? Just for our listeners at home, give them a little insight into today, to the festivities.
Well, our Christmas started there at the beginning of December where we got invited out to a few places, the Red Door. We had a brilliant time in the Red Door. We had a brilliant time in the Innishowen Gateway Hotel. And we also, people are bringing in biscuits and sweets from December, so we've been enjoying a bit of festivities. We'll all be at Slimming World come January. But yeah, the community have really spoilt us, and Annie, the schools, the local school children have come in and they've done a nativity play and they've done sing songs from first class up to leaving school, so we've all enjoyed that immensely.
Yeah, absolutely. It's lovely to see the children perform, and definitely a highlight of Christmas for me as well. Well, I would like to give you a little presentation from us here at Highland Radio today, just towards your... To spoil the residents here a little bit, I'm going to give you €500 a check towards...
Our residents deserve spoiling, so it will go on something really, really nice that the residents and daycare can have together.
Yeah, absolutely, I'm sure, and as do the nurses. Thank you very much for taking such good care of everybody here. Now, nurses, you start getting out of this is handy. We're going to have a wee dance, isn't that right? Isn't that right, Dalek? Alec and Danny? We're going to have a wee dance. And as well, Greg, how are we for time? Are we all good?
I have a day off. This is fantastic. Shay, you could go to 12 if you want. I'm happy. No, don't worry about time. And I have to say, the people, our friends at Nazareth House were fantastic earlier in the week. But I'm spotting some amazing Christmas jumpers, Christmas hats. Residents there really have gone to town. They look absolutely fantastic here from the studio.
Yeah, they do, absolutely. There is definitely a big Christmas cheer around Buncrana today. And as I was saying, they're going to party into the wee hours as well. And we're going to finish off with a little bit of jiving for
fantastic.
You and a sing song. But before we do, I would like to also present to Buncrana Community Hospital here a beautiful, if you're watching or joining us online, you will see how gorgeous that this lovely arrangement of flyers is by our sponsors Alcorns and Letterkenny. So big thank you to Alcorns and Letterkenny. And as I did say the last day, I think this is a wonderful present for the people in our life. You know, we all have that woman. I know I have a mommy at home who has everything. I think this would be a lovely gift for your centerpiece for your Christmas dinner, or just a lovely gift to spread some cheer. So that's what we're going to do exactly, is going to gift it courtesy of our sponsors of Alcorns. Tina, we'd like to... you're telling me to give this to Bridie. Oh, well, we're going to give this to our residents here in Buncrana. So very happy Christmas. Bridie, I'm going to give that to you. Isn't that just absolutely beautiful?
I don't deserve it.
I can't get you a record deal, but I can give you some flowers from Alcorns.
I don't deserve it.
You do, surely. You sang your heart out. She deserves it, surely, Greg, doesn't she?
Oh, Bridie was absolutely... I mean, there's been a few stars of the show, but Bridie is something else, and she deserves everything coming to her, and the flower is only just a token of, I'm sure, the high regard everyone holds Bridie in. She's absolutely brilliant. Well done, Bridie. It's been great having you on the show, Bridie, and all of you, of course. Right, how are we going to jive? What are we going to jive to, Sinead? Talk to me.
Well, we're going to leave you with Merry Christmas by Shakin' Stevens, and I'd like to wish everybody watching us a Merry Christmas from here at Buncrana Community Hospital. We've had a wonderful morning. I'm going to be joined by our nurses now. We're going to have a good dance. Anybody feels like a little dance, please do come up and join me. Thank you, Greg, for tuning in with us. We'll be back tomorrow live from Letterkenny. So do, I'm looking forward to speaking to you then. I'm going to have to think on another song to sing to you tomorrow.
No, okay. I don't mind two in a row. It's no bother at all. Okay, Sinead, thanks so much. And before you start, just to thank, of course, Sinead, who's done an amazing job again today. Also Barry, who's been working the camera, and Joe Dax, who is working very, very hard this week, drinking plenty of coffee, I'm absolutely sure about it, because he's up and down and around the whole county.
Come
setting
on,
stuff up for us. All right, Sinead, take it away whenever you're ready.
Thank you. Now, time to party. Are you ready?
Snow is falling.
Come on.
All around me, children playing, having fun.
Come on, Danny.
It's the season of love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Here we go.
Time for parties and celebration.
Yoo!
People dancing all night long. Time for presents and exchanging kisses. Time for singing our Christmas song.
Here we go.
We're gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe. We'll kiss by candlelight. Room is sweet, records playing, all the old songs we love to hear. How I wish that every day was Christmas. What a nice way to spend the year.
Joe, we're not going home. We're going to stay here for the day. What do you think, Barry? Absolutely. Woo-hoo! Here we go now.
We're going to have a party tonight. I'm going to find that girl underneath the mistletoe. We'll kiss by candlelight. Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, we're having fun. Well, it's the season of love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Thank you so much, Sinead and the team. Absolutely brilliant. We really do appreciate it. Loved it. And a big thank you to all at Buncrana Community Hospital for being so welcoming to us, and lots of you enjoying that as much as I did. And it's evoking different memories for people. Of course, joy. What about the two singers, Bernie and the gentleman's name, who escaped me? It escapes me just at the moment, but I'll recall it. Absolutely wonderful singers, certainly hidden talent. I thought they were absolutely brilliant, but all of them were brilliant. And the dancing at the end was fantastic too. I know most of you are listening, but if you get a chance to watch that back on our socials a little later on, you should, because it's the pure and utter joy of Christmas. Alberta, well done, Bridie. Two kisses for you, Bridie. Lots of people texting in, wishing you well. Well done to all in the Buncrana Nursing Unit, Tina and all the staff who go above and beyond for all of their patients. My mum, Margaret Eccles, who's no longer with us, loved the sing songs there at the day centre every week. Patricia, thank you for that. Difficult time of the year, I'm sure. Missing your mum, who you clearly care so much about. But lovely to have memories of her time with Buncrana Community Hospital. Mary O'Donnell says, well done, Sinead and all, very enjoyable. Marjorie, looking good. Nurse Joan Brennan, happy Christmas, everyone, indeed. And Doreen says, Sinead Black, good woman. Well done, Sinead. Song crack there. Merry Christmas to them all. Fabulous, Sinead. Amazing thing to do to bring a bit of cheer at Christmas. Fabulous, Sinead, says another lady. And lots of you, by the way, too, enjoyed our tribute to the late, great Dinny. And as I say, life is a way of throwing things up. By pure coincidence, we just happened to be scheduled to go to Buncrana Community Hospital today and were able to speak to two people who spent so much time with Dinny. Isn't it strange how life can work as well? And I don't think it's all by accident, as I said a little earlier on. Maybe it all just fits into a greater plan. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just getting lost in the Christmas spirit. I don't know. But just sometimes those wee things happen and they do feel significant. Two ladies joining me on the programme now, Bernice Alcorn, and we also have Judith McKinley. Ladies, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Great to have you on the show. Now, you are speaking to us. Both of you are from Dunfanaghy and both of you have Parkinson's. I'll start with you, Bernice. When were you diagnosed with Parkinson's?
I was diagnosed in September 2020. I had my last test the day that the country went into lockdown with COVID, and I thought it would take ages to get the results, but thank God I got the results in September 2020, so I'm 4 years.
And can you describe that? Because for people who may not be in your position, they wouldn't necessarily understand how you described it. Thank God I got the diagnosis. Is that because it makes sense of how you're feeling and then you feel that you can sort of work towards having your best life?
Yes, because since I was diagnosed and started on the tablets, my tremor and I had very bad cramps at night time. And all that sort of disappeared, and different wee symptoms that I was having. Thank God to the using the tablets and things that they've all subsided, and it's really helped me a big time.
Brilliant too. And we're talking in the context of a swim, and we'll get to that. But you find for yourself, and everyone's individual, just like the symptoms, the No Barriers Foundation, who we've had on this show many, many times, and also yoga are beneficial to you and others.
Yes, they tell us that exercise is very, very good. To keep us going, to keep our mind active. And like swimming is one of the things that they tell us too. So it's good that the New Year swim's coming into it. And walking and singing is very good to keep our muscles active and our, sort of our swallowing and everything. So they tell us singing and talking and all that's very, very good. Any kind of exercise is good.
Yep, Judith McKinley is beside you. Judith, you were just 48 in 2018 when you began spotting symptoms and then went on your journey before you eventually found out that it was Parkinson's.
That's right, yeah. Started with noticing a slight tremor on my left hand, but I also had a really sore shoulder, which I thought was a trapped nerve. So I was getting treatment for that and thought like the shoulder was starting to get better, but the tremor was still there a bit, but didn't really do anything about it. And I happened to go to my own doctor about something totally different, mentioned this tremor. And from that, she referred me to Dr. Peter, which I didn't have a clue who Dr. Peter at that stage was or what he did. So having Parkinson's was not something I thought about until I went to see him that day.
Yeah, and what was your... obviously they have to go through diagnoses and proper tests and all that type of stuff, but was there a certain level of confidence that it was Parkinson's you were suffering from at that point, Judith?
From the very first meeting with Will Peter, yes. Parkinson's was talked about. A lot of people are diagnosed clinically, So he did a lot of tests on me that day. And the very last test that he did, I couldn't do it. And it was simple.
Wow.
And I broke down and I was like, I know there's something not right.
But both you and Bernice, though, are leaning into this very much, of both very active, as we mentioned to Bernice a little earlier on, but your story is the same. You're doing an awful lot, aren't you, to ensure that you're living your best life, Judith?
I'm doing my best, yeah. I go to classes twice a week in Letterkenny. I go to the yoga with Gott and Hot Fox Studio. And then I go to No Barriers there beside you in Letterkenny. Both very good classes, tailored to suit our needs. And it's only people with Parkinson's that go to these classes. So, like, there's no judgment. We're all in the same boat. They're great classes to go to, and socially. I think it's very important too to meet up with people.
Because some of us can sort of retract a little bit into ourselves.
They do. I know of different people that don't want to know and don't want to go to classes. And honest, for me, I would be lost without the wee Parky community.
Well, do you know what? If we achieve nothing else today, hopefully we reach one or two people that maybe see the benefit of getting out there and joining with others. Because we wanted to speak to you because the Marble Hill New Year's Day Swim is raising funds for Parkinson's Northwest. Doe Amateur Swimming Club have been doing the swim for 37 years. And there is a GoFundMe page for anyone who wishes to donate. We're gonna share that across our social media as well. Big question is though, Bernice, are you doing the swim? Are you doing the swim, Judith?
No, we had planned to do the swim, but the Doe Amateur group has said to us that there are going to be people coming to talk to us and that we've a lot to do because we've Parkinson's and people might want to come and talk about symptoms and things.
Well, that means you can be fully involved in it, be there, but not get wet. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect, that, ladies.
That's perfect. But, I was going to do it, but I have a wee question to ask you now, Greg. Lee Gooch has said that he will do the swim if you do it.
That's a problem. You've painted me into a little bit of a corner here. Where is it in Dunfanaghy?
It's in Marble Hill as you come into Dunfanaghy.
Would I have to get my top out?
Huh?
Would I have to get me man boobs out? How would that work?
Yeah.
I'll give you a T-shirt.
We'll give you a T-shirt.
Right, okay. Well, listen, let me talk to Lee Gooch about it because it's only a nip across the road for me, I would say, on that day. Right, okay, leave it with me. I don't want to say commit to something. Oh my God, Lee Gooch just walked in.
Is here because I was talking to him this morning.
Well, hold on a second. He's coming in. Look at this.
Look, Bernice, this is
you messaged me. Good on you, Lee. Good on you.
I've been down the swimming pool. Well, I've been down Rathmullen Beach there.
Are you going to do it, are you?
No, I said, I know you would back down, so I says I would do it. Only do it if you would do it.
But if I did it, what would you do it?
Well, I suppose I'd have to. But you're not going to do it.
He's
not
going
to
do it.
He doesn't like to get his hair wet. I do. Look, I'm nice, wet hair.
I don't know what to do then in that situation. Well, should we commit to
it? I'll even give you a pair of budgie smugglers each.
What are they?
To wear.
What size do they come in? And anyway, let's start. Bernice, you're taking me down a path I don't want to go. Budgie smugglers.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it. There are people out there who will pay big money to see the two
of you. Bernice, could you explain to Lee Gooch what budgie smugglers are? He doesn't know. He's innocent.
I'll send you a picture.
Oh, I don't need no pictures, please.
Lee.
He wants the ones, that green ones that go up over the shoulder, you know, like Barat has. Right. Do you have a set to them?
What about a onesie?
And Dr. Mulpeter said he will do it with you.
Right, okay. Well,
that's
listen.
Three button.
Are you going to do it?
If you do it,
all right, we'll do it then.
We'll do it.
Oh, good on yes.
Okay,
good
we'll
on
do it. Caroline Orr, could you do it?
But who's going to is anyone going to sponsor us? Who will?
Yes. Caroline will do it. She's not in the head.
Michael McClafferty's sponsoring us €100 if we do it. So that's €100 in the bank already for Parkinson's.
Mighty.
Right, so we've 100
and
quid.
And there's loads of other people will sponsor you too.
Right, okay, how do we work that then? Why are you all wet?
I'm out of the gym. I'm in training for this.
You stink.
The guns on that.
You
look.
Stink.
I'm just out of the shower, Mr.
Well, ladies, what a disaster that is. No, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Lee, fair play. So we're going to do that then, so.
Sure, we'll do it.
Yeah?
We'll do it.
Okay. Bernice And Judith, me and Lee Gooch are going to do it then. On New Year's Day.
Thank you very much.
And if anyone wants to sponsor us, any businesses, any money we raise, Lee, would go straight to Parkinson's Northwest, yeah?
Beautiful.
Okay, so
are you going to do it then?
You'll do it, though.
I'll do it with you.
Another thing is Charlie Ward, who is elected, is going to do it.
Right.
Lovely. Maybe we could, is there anybody else that wants to jump on the bandwagon now to do it?
Well, we'll throw it out there. Yeah. Do we get T-shirts made up and budgie smugglers?
Cover the six-pack, Daddy. You're thinking ahead. I love it.
We could get budgie smugglers with 9 to noon written on the front. Well, you could just have the written on yours. I'll get the full title on mine.
All right, you get the budgie.
Can I ask Bernice and Judith a question here? How did we find a situation where you come on the radio to talk about a swim that yes, we're allegedly going to take part in? Now, you two are standing on the beach giving advice to people, and me and this idiot are ended up going in swimming. How did he pull this one off?
Because we're going to hold your towels for you. That
sounds good.
Ready, hot chocolate. Waiting for you to come out with a hot toddy waiting for you, and we're going to be there.
Right, okay, it's
I'm
on then.
I'm in.
What
I'm
time
in.
Did we say? 2 p.m. All right, it's afternoon. That's
lovely.
Okay.
Yeah. Great, perfect.
Yeah, you have to be there now about 1.
Right, we'll have to keep it session
very
then, New
busy.
Year's Eve.
Yeah.
All right then. Right, ladies, we'll be there at 1 on New Year's Day. Thanks for that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
all right.
much.
Love
Thank
to
you.
See you. Well, fair play to you, rightly. Okay.
Greg, see, Bernice, she messaged Facebook. I don't think I know Bernice, but she Facebooked me. And I was kind of being a bit coy. I says, well, if Greg says yes, and then I kind of said it again, I'll only do it if Greg does it. And I was thinking you would back down.
Do we have to train? Like, do we need to go to a beach somewhere and start training and stuff?
We could team up with Dennis Sheridan. He's dipping in every
Who?
Day. But Dennis Sheridan, no, you're not doing it. But listen
you're
to me.
You're singing with his shirt off.
No, but it's this thing, right, that I always see on New Year's Day and thinking, God, I would love to do that, or I wouldn't have the doodads to do it. I wouldn't have the budgie to do it.
The kahunas. You wouldn't have the budgie's eggs.
To do it. I will now.
Right, okay.
Should we get socks for Christmas?
Son.
Yeah.
Right, let's do it.
Right.
Socks. What are you going
to
do with
Put your doll together now, right? Good luck to you, right?
Right, okay. So come here. Michael McCrafty's donating 100 quid to
Thanks,
me and
Michael,
you, right?
Fair play.
Fair play to you, Michael. If anyone else wants to sort of back us here at Highland, me and you then, right? And all the money, every single shilling of it, after my expenses, will go, no, I'm only joking, every single shilling of it will then go to Parkinson's Northwest to help continue the fantastic work and services that our wonderful Bernice and Judith benefit from. So that's it.
Beautiful.
New Year's Day planned.
Great. Lovely. Right, magic.
Hey, come here. Why what? Did you just randomly turn in, yeah?
No, because I want to schedule my music now for Monday and I have to talk to Linda about a day off. That's why I came in, and then Donna Marie popped upstairs.
All right.
And
so listen, enjoy your next couple of days.
I will do. Come here, see you in a
bit. You know yourself.